Welcome to Home Lab Highlights, the show that surfaces practical home lab wins and useful self-hosted tools.
Kubernetes v1.37 is out, and the big news is that scaling workloads down to zero replicas with the horizontal pod autoscaler is now in beta and enabled by default. According to the Kubernetes blog, this means an HPA using an object or external metric can now scale a deployment all the way to zero pods and bring it back when the metric changes. Before this, you needed an add-on or had to enable an alpha feature gate. It's now part of core Kubernetes. The practical win here is for workloads like queue consumers or batch processors. If each pod reserves expensive resources, think dedicated CPUs or GPUs, scaling to zero when the queue is empty can save real money. The trade-off is cold start time. The HPA has to see the metric change, schedule a pod, and start the app. That works fine when work can wait in a durable queue, but it's not for request-driven HTTP workloads, because Kubernetes services don't buffer requests while no pods are ready. The key detail is which metrics you can use. You can't scale to zero using CPU or memory because those metrics come from running pods. Once you hit zero, there's nothing left to measure. So you need an object or external metric, like a queue length from Prometheus, which exists independently of the workers. That means you need a metrics adapter like the Prometheus adapter set up and working before you configure the HPA with a min replicas of zero. The controller also introduces a scaled to zero status condition to distinguish between an HPA that scaled something down and an operator who manually paused a deployment. For anyone running a home lab with spotty workloads, this is a feature worth checking the upgrade notes for, especially around version skewed upgrades. The blog notes that the feature is now considered stable for production use.
Over on the Docker blog, there's a new open source project called the SBX AI Evaluation Kit. It's a Docker Sandbox's mix-in kit focused on making AI evaluation workflows more reproducible. The idea is to separate the evaluation definition from where it runs, so you can execute the same YAML-defined workflow locally or inside a sandbox, and it captures structured evidence of what actually happened: stout, stair, exit codes.
That looks genuinely useful for anyone trying to compare model outputs or benchmark performance over time. The source code is on GitHub.
The Verge reports that 1Password is facing significant backlash after becoming a corporate patron of the Omicom Foundation, which oversees the Omarchy Linux distribution. Omarchy is an opinionated Arch-based distro created by David Heinemeier Hansson, or DHH. The controversy stems from DHH's history of publishing what the article describes as overtly racist blog posts. 1Password CEO stated the donation was to the foundation, not an endorsement of DHH's personal views.
That's a messy situation. The article says the donation has caused internal employee pushback, and customers are asking for alternative password managers.
In smart home news, Homey launched the Homey Portal, a touchscreen controller for pre-order at $249, and Tato released its second-generation smart thermostat X in Europe.
Finally, a serious security story from Ars Technica. Attackers executed a BGP hijack, that's the protocol that routes traffic across the internet, to take control of IP addresses used by Softaculous, which makes the virtualizer cloud management platform. They used that control to push malware masquerading as software updates. The article calls it a comedy of errors, citing lax RPKI configuration, a failure to cryptographically sign updates, and poor monitoring.
If you've tried to rerun an AI evaluation weeks later and gotten different results, the SBX AI evaluation kit from Docker is worth a look. The core problem it tackles is that even if you keep your prompt, model, and scoring method fixed, your AI evaluation might not be reproducible because the execution environment drifted. Python dependencies change, local tools get updated.
This kit lets you define an evaluation in a YAML file that specifies the command to run. You choose an executor, local or SBX for a Docker sandbox. The runner executes it and produces a structured JSON artifact with the command, standard out, standard error, exit code, and duration. That artifact is the evidence of what actually ran.
For a home lab operator tinkering with local LLMs, that's a lightweight way to start tracking experiments without a heavy-duty MLOps platform. You can version the YAML files, and the kit can group multiple evaluations into a suite. The trade-off is that it doesn't execute the models or provide judgment. It just runs your configured command consistently and records the results.
The 1Password story is really a community dynamic story. According to The Verge, the backlash was immediate after the company announced a pledge to the Omicron Foundation. One viral blog post headline declared 1Password supports the ethnic cleansing of Europe because of the donation's association with DHH. On social media, users started asking for alternative password manager recommendations.
The internal reaction seems significant, too. The article says it obtained internal Slack messages showing employee disappointment. The CEO tried to distance the company from DHH's views, saying the donation was to the foundation, while also noting Omarkey's growth among their user base.
It's a tough spot. The article points out that DHH's controversial comments aren't new, so the backlash was predictable. For HomeLab users who are also 1Password customers, this forces a decision about who you're indirectly funding with your subscription. The community response shows that for many, the association alone is a deal breaker.
That's HomeLab Highlights for Wednesday. Until next time, happy hosting.